All right, everybody. And now moving right on to the next talking point that the War Party uses to justify a war with Iran, and that is President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's so-called threat to use those non-existent nuclear weapons that you just heard Dr. Gordon Prather talking about to, quote, wipe Israel off the map. Is that a quote? Does that actually get quotes around it? Well, Juan Cole is a professor of history at the University of Michigan. He writes the informed comment blog at juancole.com and is an expert on the Middle East and is a fluent Farsi speaker. Isn't that right, Dr. Cole?
That's correct.
And so, please bear with me here, but I believe the quote from the October 25th, 2005 speech in question was Imam Ghaft in Razim e Iskalar e Quaz Bayad as Safe ye Ruzgar Mav Shavaz, or something like that. Shavaz.
Yeah,
very good. That was the, I don't speak Farsi, you can tell. That was the quote. So, something like that. Within reason. So tell me, what does that translate to, Juan Cole? Did he say he wanted to wipe Israel off the map with his nuclear weapons?
No, of course not. He said, we have to acknowledge that Ahmadinejad doesn't like Israel, wishes it would go away, but he didn't threaten to attack it, and he didn't threaten to wipe it off the map. Imam Gofkein Regime Eshkolgar, this occupying regime over Jerusalem, should vanish from the arena or the page of time.
Mm-hmm.
And the context for this quotation is a quotation from Khomeini. The context for it, was that he was at a conference that was against Zionism, against Jewish nationalism, and he was addressing those supporters of the Palestinians who might be full of despair, and he said, well, you know, the Soviet Union seemed at one time to be very powerful and strong, and yet that regime collapsed. And in the same way, the Zionist regime in Palestine will collapse. That's the way that he put it. You know, if you're a supporter of Israel, this is alarming. It's not nice. It's certainly anti-Zionist. But he didn't threaten to invade Israel or to bomb it or to use nuclear weapons against it. Of course, he doesn't have any nuclear weapons, denies he's trying to get them. The wire service translation of this quote as wipe Israel off the map makes it sound as though he's Hitler going into Poland in 1939, and it's just completely inaccurate.
Now, I read an article, I forget the man's name, but the article is called Rumor of the Century, where he says that actually the original misquote came from the Iranian state press office. They were the ones who put out wipe them off the map first, and the BBC and the Associated Press and everyone picked up on it. And here we are in the end of July 2007, and that's still the quote that everybody refers to.
Yeah, it's murky where the mistranslation came from originally. I've heard it alleged that it was from one of the Western wire services in Tehran, because, of course, Khomeini's speech was translated, and that was given back in the 80s. And so somebody at that time, I understand, may have rendered it in that way. And the Iranian foreign ministry and the press services and the people around Ahmadinejad like this translation in English, and they continue to use it. But it would be wrong to anyway tie so much to the particular words that are used in the translation of the Persian text, because the whole thing it should not be taken to imply that Ahmadinejad made belligerent threats against Israel. Now, obviously, he is an enemy of Israel. He'd like to put pressure on it. He'd like to see if he can't encourage it to collapse. He says he'd like to see open elections among all the people living in historic Palestine, except those he codes as foreigners, which I fear probably includes a lot of the Jews of Israel. Again, that is not the same as threatening to drop a bomb on someone or to gas them or to nuke them.
Right.
He hasn't done any of those things.
Well, and Ahmadinejad is not even in charge of the military of Iran one way or another anyway, is he?
That's right. It's not his decision. He has all the power in the Iranian system with regard to military affairs that our Secretary of the Interior might have.
Oh, nice. Well, tell me this, Juan Cole. Has anyone in the Iranian government retracted this statement? Have they attempted to set the Western press straight about what they said?
Well, actually, former President Mohammad Khatami, who was president for 8 years, has upbraided Ahmadinejad for talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even what he did say was unacceptable to Khatami. And Khatami represents the reformist wing of the Islamic Republic. He's not an insubstantial person. I mean, he was elected president twice by popular vote, as much as 70% of the vote. So Ahmadinejad's views on Israel are not shared by everybody.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your translation, for your help today. Juan Cole, everybody, juancole.com. And this is KFNX in Phoenix. We'll be right back.